This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday, the first visit by a senior U.S. official since Congress passed a long-delayed $61 billion aid package for the country. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday picked up a red guitar at a basement bar in Kyiv with a message for Ukraine that the U.S. and much of the world was fighting not just for Ukraine but for the free world. Blinken was in Kyiv this week, pledging unwavering U.S. support as Russia has intensified attacks in Ukraine, joined band 1999 on stage in the capital city. They played Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World, a rock anthem released in 1989 just before the fall of the Berlin Wall. Thousands of protesters rallied on Tuesday in Georgia after Parliament adopted a law to brand overseas-funded NGOs as groups under foreign influence, a measure Brussels has warned will undermine Tbilisi's European aspirations.